Here beginneth the Tales of Canterbury. One that April, with his showries sorter, the drought of March hath persed to the rotter, and bathed every vine in switch liqueur, of which vertu engendred is the floor. One Zephyrus, ek with his sweeter breath, inspired hath in every halt and heath the tendra croppes. And the younger sonna hath in the ram his halva coursey ronna. And smaller foolies maken melodia, that sleepen all the nicht with open ear. So pricketh hem nature in her courages. Van lungen folk to gone on pilgrimages, and palmers for to seken stranger strondes to ferna halwes, couth in sundre londes. And specially, from every sheeries ender of Engeland, to Canterbury thy wender, the holy blissful martyr for to seke, that him hath holpen one that thy was seke. Befell that in that season, on a die, in Southwark, at the tabard, as he lie, ready to wenden on me pilgrimage to Canterbury, with full devout courage, at nicht was come into that hostelria, well 29 in a compania of sundry folk, be aventuri falla in fellowship, and pilgrims worth they alle, that toward Canterbury Walden Reed. The chambres and the stablers were in weeder, and well we were in azed at a bester. And shortly, when the sunna was to rest, so had he spoken with him every chon that he was of her fellowship anon. And made forward early for to reza, to talk or why, there as he you devise. But natheless will he have team and sparser, ere that he further in this tale passe, me thinketh it accordant to resume to tell you all the condition of each of him, so as it seem it may, and which thy weren and of what degree, and ek in what array that thy were inne. And at a knicht then wally first beginne.